ABE News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss explores the implications of Israel's claim of air superiority over Iran as the Israel-Iran warfare is now in its fourth day.
The Israeli military says it has achieved aerial superiority over Tehran and western Iran. This announcement came on the fourth day of the Israel-Iran conflict, which began with Israel launching a surprise wave of attacks on Iran's military and nuclear sites. Iranian officials say that over 200 people have been killed, including several top generals and nuclear scientists. Iran has responded with waves of ballistic missiles and drones that have hit in the center of Israel and have killed at least 24 people. Now, it's always difficult to verify claims like these made by any military, but if Israel has gained aerial superiority over Tehran, that essentially means that its fighter planes can operate at will without having to worry about Iranian air defenses. That could allow Israel to dramatically expand its operations. Its planes would be able to operate around the clock, and it could help them to hunt down even more Iranian military officials and other targets.
Speaking to reporters on Sunday before departing for the G7 summit, President Donald Trump said he thinks Israel and Iran will reach an agreement to end their warfare.
I hope there's going to be a deal. I think it's time for a deal and we'll see what happens. But sometimes they have to fight it out, but we're going to see what happens. I think there's a good chance there'll be a deal.
Trump also said Saturday night's celebration of the Army's 250th anniversary was a success.
A fantastic audience. It was supposed to rain. They gave it a 100% chance of rain, and it didn't rain at all. It was beautiful.
Gaza's health ministry says at least 38 Palestinians have been killed in new shootings in areas of Israeli and U.S.-supported food distribution centers. The toll was the deadliest yet in the near-deadly shootings that have taken place as thousands of Palestinians move through Israeli military-controlled areas to reach food centers. This is AP News. Some protesters in Barcelona think tourism has gone too far in their city of 1.7 million people.
Protesters use water guns against unsuspecting tourists in the popular city and on the Spanish island of Mallorca as groups demand a rethink of an economic model they believe is fueling a housing crunch and erasing the character of their hometown. Protester Marina Sanahuya tells the AP, there's a necessity to change the monoculture of tourism because it's obviously very easy to make money out of tourism, but it has a very strong negative impact on the local population. Firstly, because there is a process of precariousness when it comes to jobs. While Andrea Martinez, an administrative assistant, explains the squirt guns are to bother the tourists a bit. He says Barcelona has been handed to the tourists. There is a fight to give Barcelona back to its residents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.